USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an executive order on Thursday titled Protecting Medicare from Socialist Destruction. Speaking in Florida, the president says the Trump administration will continue to help senior citizens.
Stop at nothing to deliver better health care for you and for your family. I will never let you down. You have been incredible to me, and I will never, ever forget you. I will never let you down. I promise that.
A lawyer representing victims of the Las Vegas mass shootings claims he's very impressed with MGM for agreeing to a landmark settlement. Lawyer Eglett Adams says this case has been difficult for all sides.
This was an unusual case by any stretch of imagination.
MGM has agreed to pay between $735 and $800 million to the victims of the worst mass shooting in the nation's history. The final amount will depend on how many people opt into the settlement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students, but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and saving. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students succeed by providing them with educational tools like better money habits and best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees and was one of the main reasons that Bank of America was named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Former Special Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, is one of the first Trump administration officials testifying as part of the House impeachment inquiry. Volker is testifying before three House panels behind closed doors. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio with an update.
Ambassador Volker has been very impressive and, as I said, has said nothing that coincides with what the Democrats are saying with their whole impeachment narrative.
A former U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant accused of planning to carry out a terrorist attack is pleading guilty to gun and drug charges. Christopher Hassan's wife defends her husband.
He's a loving man, an honorable man, and I just hope that he comes home soon.
Hassan pleaded guilty to four federal gun and drug charges on Thursday. He was arrested at his Silver Spring, Maryland home where police found stockpiles of guns, ammo, and silencers. He'll be sentenced in January and could face more than 30 years in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Vice President Mike Pence is defending President Trump's phone call with the president of Ukraine. Speaking at a roundtable in Scottsdale, Arizona on Thursday, Pence says the fact that Biden's son was paid $50,000 a month to be on a Ukrainian board is worth looking into.
I think the American people have a right to know if the vice president of the United States or his family profited from his position as vice president during the last administration. That's about looking backwards. And understanding what really happened. I mean, the fact that my predecessor had a son who was paid $50,000 a month to be on a Ukrainian board at the time that Vice President Biden was leading the Obama administration's efforts in Ukraine, I think is worth looking into. And the president made it very clear that he believes our other nations around the world should look into it as well. I mean, the simple fact is that when you hold the second highest office in the land, it comes with unique responsibilities, not just to be above impropriety, but to be above the appearance of impropriety. And clearly, in this case, there are legitimate questions that ought to be asked, and we're going to continue to ask them.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.